All right, no question. Let's turn back on the book, the black book. The title of my preaching tonight, What Happened? What Happened? I will be staying in Psalm 125. Psalm 25. Rakif, can you pray for me? Rakif, can you let the... No, just pray for... Yeah, sir. Amen. Before we read the Psalm 125, bro, keep going to read for us 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. Yeah, my question tonight, what's happened to the American people? Why a Fundam Baptist Church become a liberal? Why Baptist Church change their name? I just go going to North Raleigh, and I find out New Baptist Church, they change the name Celebration Family Church. I don't know what that mean. New Baptist Church, yeah, they change the name.
They moved.
They moved?
Yeah, they moved and sold the church to somebody.
Ah, okay. I'm so sorry. Yes, sir. I'm sorry about that. But I know it's New Baptist Church over there. But my question, why Baptist preachers compromise themselves? We saw the people, I met the pastor, they change, they believe, their belief is change, their vision is change. And my question, why the believer don't read the Bible? Why American people don't read the black book? The black book you give, they say inspired. The Bible is the black book. American people got a Bible. Everybody in the state here got a Bible, but they don't read it. They don't know what's going on. But the Bible already said that. What's going on in our country? The Bible already said. You go back in the Jude 6, Jude 1 through 4. Yeah, I just got a bro, Keith can read it.
Jude 1 through 5.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mercy and peace and love be multiplied.
Yes, sir.
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you,
Yes, sir.
On the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith,
which once delivered unto the saints. American people got a faith. They got it all. But Jesus has said here, you have to fight for your faith. That's why my brethren in America have to fight for their faith. They have to fight for. We got a Bible. The Bible says you have to fight for your faith. And for there are set men kept in the anywhere who were before all ordained to this condemnation. The Bible already said that. What's going on now in your country, the Bible is here. They already tell about that. My question, what's going on? And then I find the West American people don't fight for their faith. And I go back to the Psalm 125. I look and I say, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abound forever. Abound forever. Well, American people do not abound forever because they stop to trust on the Lord. I love the history. When our country, I know too much about this country because I love history. I'm a good in history. And I know this country was built or founded by the Christian people. But now, I'm so sorry. If I'm in your place, I will fight. Because I know who I'm trusting. I know who I believe. I believe in God. And you believe in God? And the Bible says, who believe, who trusts in the Lord shall be a Mount Zion, who cannot be removed. You remove everything. You take it out, God, in your life. No Ten Commandments. Everywhere is taken out. Church, no more. The Bible, no more. I read. I got all information when I was in Togo. I got everything from this about your country. And I'm so sad. I say, why? Why? Because the Bible, they don't trust the Bible. We have here the last day that trust in the law shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed but abound forever. If you trust in the law, God will protect you forever. God will be your side forever. But if you stop to fall, to believe on him, he will let you down. The Bible says, verse 2, as the mount run around about Jerusalem, so the law is round about his people from once for even forever. Even forever. Like Jerusalem, when the mount protect Jerusalem, it's the way God protects his people who trust him. If you don't trust God, if you stop to trust God, what can God can do for you? Tell me. God will never protect you. You have let God down. God have let you down. Simple. What's going on in your country? You have let God down. God will let you down. It's simple. You better check it out. You better come back to God. You better come to God. The Bible says here, if you don't trust him, what can he do for you? The Bible is absolutely true. Absolutely true. In the verse 4, they do good, O Lord, and do thou be good unto them that are upright. in their heart. Is American people is right now in their heart? Can you tell me what's going on now? Can you tell me? The Bible, yeah, we have here, do good, O Lord, and those that be good. If you are not good, God will never do good to you. If you are not right, God will let you down. God saw the heart. I don't know. American people now, I believe, if you check it out, it's 15%. They believe in God. It's not like older generation got 100%. They believe in God from the whole they have. But now I believe maybe 25, 15. You know what? They came our country. The Christian people came our country. They tried to build a gymnasium, not church. They came and they said, we have to build the gymnasium. I tell them, you have to play in the church. You have to preach, you know. We got to do this. We want the teenager to be happy, all kind of stuff. I can't believe it. Preach the gospel. That's what God said. You have to preach the gospel. You have to build the church. They came, what I'm telling them, they came and built the gymnasium for the teenager. Too much money they put on it. May I just looking for 10,000. Just bought the land, I can't find it. But they came, they built Jesus, big one, for the teenager in our country. They don't love God. They love their flesh. They love flesh. The people are dying, they're going to hell. They don't care. They just came, do all kind of stuff. Yeah. That's why I love the Black Book. The Bible is absolute truth. Man can lie, God never lies. She always writes. Always writes. We just keep looking. Keep looking. Oh. And when I came back in verse 4, I say, God, I want to do good. I want to trust you from my whole heart. No 1%, no 20%, 100%. No matter what happened, no matter what I'm going through, I will still trust the Lord. I will still trust the Lord. I will still trust the Lord. They that trust in the Lord, I want you to read very careful what this verses say. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. Mount, you cannot remove it. You trust the Lord and God protects you. Nobody can ever remove you from God. But you will be, God will protect you forever. American people, right now, I believe the hand of God is moving from our country. It's moving. I don't know what kind of power God will do, but I sure are looking, it's moving. It's moving, that means it's not quite finished. It's moving. But if the people came back to the Lord, she will go back. The blessing will come back again. But if you still do, you still remove God in everything, you remove God, you say, God, I don't have nothing to do with you no more, God will say, okay, I'm done. Keep doing what you got to do. God is simple. He said, love me. I protect you. Trust me. I bless you. But if you don't want it, what I can do? I get out. I get out on your way. Keep going. Keep going. I want you to believe in God and trust Him. American people bring me the black book here. They preach the black book, and I give my life to the Lord. I preach the gospel to my wife, too. He got two brothers who practice black magic for 10 years. I preach the gospel to them. They were saved. They say, we got a black magic. What are we going to do with it? I said, bring, I burn it in the name of Jesus. They bring, I burn it. Nothing happened to me because I believe in God. I believe in God. They are faithful now in the church. They bring the black magic. I never saw it. I didn't practice with black magic, but I saw this teenager. They practice black magic for 10 years, and they bring my face. I say, I look and I say, I will burn you in the name of Jesus. And I burn it. Nothing happened to me because I know who I believe. I know who I believe. God is good. I stand in the name of Jesus and I burn it. It's like a fire school. Boom. That's yes. God is working. Yeah. Now they are faithful in the church. It's amazing. It's amazing when you got this book, but you don't trust in the Lord. I can tell you, no matter what happened to me, I still follow the law. I still follow the law. I still preach the black book. And I know if I die, if my flesh is destroyed, I will see him face to face. Amen. I'll see him face to face. That is the point I stand for. Nobody will never tell me to let God down. And I will never tell somebody to let God down. God is good. It's good all the time. I just give a little bit of exhortation tonight. Friend, brother and sister, come back to the God. Come back to the God. I'm not talking about coming to church. I'm talking came back to God. Give the first place to God. Everybody going to church, but everybody will never go to heaven if you don't have Jesus in your heart. Let's come down, come back to the Lord, and the Lord will do everything for you. Will do everything for you. Let's keep praying. Pray for us. We'll stay here. We'll stay in America for 1 year for follow. I don't know how God will do, but I believe He will provide the money for the land. He'll provide the money for land. I don't know how long that will take, but one thing I know, I'm going to have this money before I leave this country. I'm going to have it. I'm going to have it. God started, already opened the door. I do have set up some meeting already. I'll be in Harlow Ridge next Sunday. And that's coming. I'll be in Alabama, Mississippi. They will take me. God have already provided the car for me. I came. Dr. Midi got a Cadillac, fancy Cadillac for 1,050 miles on it. I brought Vincent, I give to you. I know you need a car to travel. I give to you. I say, I'm gonna use it. I keep it in good condition. When I'm done, I give you back. I say, no, let go and put your name on it. I got my name on it, but it's not for me. I know when anytime I finish, I give him back. The people say, oh, you are rich. You got a fancy Cadillac. It's not for me. I just drive. Yeah. God need. God know it. I need it. I didn't ask it. He give. He said, use it for the name of the Lord. I will use it. I appreciate, Pastor. May the Lord bless all. Yes, sir.